Hello, boobies. It's day 11 of Napod Perm, whatever that word should be. And today I'm going to do something a little more lighthearted after yesterday's deep and meaningfuls. So my word of the day today that we don't get to use anymore sort of follows on from the previous two. We had toff, which is a posh person, and a tiff, which is an argument. And today we have tish, which is a kind of a dismissive word. So you might say, oh, tish and piffle, you're talking rubbish. That's tish. Now, I wanted to start a new segment after I run out of words we don't get to use anymore. And I started collecting them, but I only came up with four, so I'm going to just use them all today. And this new segment was going to be called, We Already Have a Word for That. And this all started some years ago with when the first time I heard the word burglarise. And now, burglarise, we've already got a word for that. It's burgle. What do painters do? Do they painterise? No, I don't think they do, do they? They paint. And what do accountants do? Do they accounterise? No. So, what do burglars do? They burgle. I heard yesterday in a TV show, somebody described eating healthfully. No, not healthfully. We've got a word for that already. It's healthily. And also, the TSA, apparently their new regulations on patting people down, refers to placing their hands in your crotchal area. What a Victorian sensibility is that? We haven't got a crotchal area, we've got a crotch, for God's sake. They just don't want to use the word crotch. They're too frightened of using a word that describes something, and they just stuck a couple of extra letters on the end to try and make it sound more official. And my current most hated word that we already have a word for, addicting. If you're one of the people that uses the word addicting, please, God, stop it. We've already got a word for that. It's addictive. Get used to it. It's been around a while. So anyway, my next thing, I've got something else I wanted to talk about today. I picked up a toy of Catherine's that we bought her for her birthday. It was a Buzz Lightyear toy. And I turned it over and I saw something I'd never seen before. I saw a little switch next to his leg. Now, we've had this toy for a while, and I'd never seen this switch before, and it said on, off, demo. And, of course, it was set to demo. So ever since she's had it, it's been in demo mode. And so I turned it on today for the first time. My God, it makes a lot more noises than it did before. Might turn it back into demo mode, actually. It's kind of annoying. But anyway, so it occurred to me that this experience of turning over a toy you've had for ages and finding that it has a switch on it you never knew about ought to have a word in Meaning of Lif style. And for those of you that don't know, The Meaning of Lif was a book put together by Douglas Adams some years ago, I think. And the word that always stuck with me from it was the word Hathersage, which they were all place names. The Meaning of Lif words were all place names. And Hathersage is a town here in the UK somewhere. But Douglas Adams decided it sounded like it ought to mean the stuff that's left in the sink after a man's cut his beard. So I was looking through a list of place names, looking for a word that would be suitable for this, describing this experience of turning over a toy and finding a switch. And as I looked through the list, a few places leapt out at me and made me smile. And I enjoyed thong in Hamlet in Kent. I enjoyed herpes, a village in France. The village, I mean, not the, you know, illness. I particularly enjoyed Oblong in Illinois, who apparently were famous for a while for having a newspaper headline that read, Oblong Woman Marries Normal Man. I quite like that one. And then it occurred to me that I could start twinning these places, so we could have twin towns. We could twin the town of Scratchy Bottom in Dorset with Sandy Balls in the New Forest. We could twin the town of Sandy Bottom in Cornwall with Rimsting in Germany. And Nutterville in Wisconsin could twin with Odd in West Virginia. And then Sweet Lips in Tennessee could twin with Great Butts in Sussex. And Erect in North Carolina could very quietly twin with Droop in West Virginia. And finally Muff in County Donegal could twin with Love Canal in New York. So anyway, I ended up with a couple of words that I particularly liked. I considered very, very seriously for a while, whipsidary in Cornwall. I thought that was a good word for describing this turning over the toy thing. But in the end, I settled on my favourite of all, which is Waikikamukau in New Zealand. That's spelt Waikikamukau. Waikikamukau. I love that one. And for the geeks among you, I did find there was a place in California, ZZYZX. Which is very, very reminiscent of XYZZY. You'll get it if you know what I'm talking about. I'll catch you tomorrow, boobies. Bye-bye.